Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I know what month it is.
It's a new year, so it's a new me.
Me too. It's a new year and a new me.
No, it's a new year.
It's new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy, happy New Year.
I bring my Happy New Year's year round because everybody loves it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Just feels good to say.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I think a lot of people still off. This is off this week, you know. Just said, you know, I'm out. I'm not going back.
I love my job, but I do wish I was off this week, too. I keep telling myself, it's a shorter week. It's an already Wednesday, too.
You know, one thing I learned, and I told you, we both know it's been forever since we had 10 straight days off. I don't remember. But you, once you've gotten in about 4 days, that's when you really start to relax.
Yeah.
It takes that long to zone out from an unplug from whatever you're doing. These Europeans, they know. They take 6-8 weeks of vacation all the time.
I have that friend in Finland. I mean, when they say they take a holiday.
They take a holiday.
And do.
Yeah, I'm with them. That's great. I absolutely had a great time. Speaking of holiday and New Year's, there were some absolute incredible fireworks fails on these New Year's Eve shows.
Oh, man.
There was one in Seattle. They, you know, all these cities have big fireworks displays. Mm-hmm. And the major cities have an even bigger deal. Well, two that stick out. Seattle, something went wrong, and they do the fireworks display at the Space Needle.
Yeah.
And there was something that caused an incredible amount of smoke, and it looked like the Space Needle had blown up.
Oh, my God!
I mean, it looked like it'd been nuked. I'm telling you, you look at the video of this, it looked like the thing was gone.
New year, new needle.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was just covered in smoke, and it covered the firework. Did not go as planned. And in Tampa, they had a fireworks display. It was scheduled for 18 minutes. Something went wrong with the computer fire control, and it fired the entire show simultaneously. It went off in 25 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked like a World War III explosion.
Hilarious.
An 18-minute show goes off in 25 seconds.
There was some guy in the background cussing somewhere.
Somebody's fired.
Around here fast is how the grass grows.
Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Well, I hope you're not waking up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Ugh.
You would be chilly. Freezing this morning, 32 or so.
You know it's chilly outside when our studio isn't even to the minimum thing that it normally is stuck at.
We've never seen the temperature inside the studio as low as it was this morning.
It's never been lower than 70.
Now, I don't know if that means the heat is out, and we're going to find that out later. I mean, it doesn't get cold in here because there's so much equipment that puts off so much heat in here. You're usually too hot in this room anyway.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. Hey, I don't know if you received your letter from Amazon Prime yet. Everyone is going to receive a letter from Amazon Prime. Many of you probably already have it. You may or may not be aware. This Amazon Prime service that many of you have because you have Amazon Prime, so you can get your packages quick, and you get the Amazon Prime video service as part of that when you pay that fee. Beginning January 29th, Amazon Prime will start running ads in all their content. So no more of these commercial-free movies that you've been watching on Prime. They're adding ads to these shows.
When I tell you I am sick of it, my husband has made a good point multiple times. We watch a show on Hulu right now, an older show.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of seasons, tons of episodes.
Playing catch-up.
Yes. And the one thing we can't wrap our heads around is the fact that we pay for the premium Hulu.
Hulu is the worst.
And we're stuck. Okay, and I don't mean this any type of way. I grew up with commercials. Commercials pay the bills for me here.
I get that.
I get advertisement, right? I get it. But like the radio, you listening to it for free. Okay, you're not paying for nothing.
Yeah, we don't charge you.
So you got to listen to commercials. I am paying for the premium Hulu service.
And still getting it. And they claim they do that because it allows them to provide premium content for you.
Hulu, that's a lie. I'm watching an old show. You know why? There ain't nothing else on.
And they have to lease that from somebody like Lionsgate or somebody who actually has got the rights to it.
It makes me so dang mad. I don't want to watch. I'm watching the streams so I don't have to watch commercial breaks.
It's all going to end. And on the 29th, that's when Amazon Prime begins running ads in their content. They say that, again, like everybody else always said, it will provide them the opportunity to continue to provide their customers with premium content.
It's a whole lie. It's a scam. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't find a dang thing on Amazon Prime that's free anyways.
Now, if you're willing to pay an extra $2.99, you can have an ad-free option.
Ugh.
If you don't take the ad-free option, your bill's not going to change. You're just going to start seeing limited ads in Prime Video content.
I'm just trying to figure out if I'm doing something wrong when I go to try to search a video for Prime Video, because every time I do, it's like, oh, it's $2.99. I don't, anything I look up on Amazon Prime Video is never free. So I don't know what I'm supposed to be watching and what I'm paying for there.
Right.
I don't understand.
You're not the only one who's saying that. And they realize this, but they know that for the most part, they're not going to lose any customers. If for any other reason than the Prime delivery options.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I use on Prime. I could just
free shipping.
That's just like with Spectrum. I pay for a dang house phone. You think I have a house phone at home? No, the bundle's just cheaper.
But overall, Amazon, boo!
2024 begins with an experience.
Bury me in Georgia.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 621. David Tepper, he owns the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember back on New Year's Eve, the Jaguars beat them 26-0, just blanked them. And David Tepper was in his suite, and the doors at the front of the suite were open, and he was angry, and he threw a drink out the suite. Okay, well, there's all kinds of people below.
And first of all, dog, you own the Panthers. It sucks. They suck already. You shouldn't be that angry.
Just face it.
Yeah.
Just face reality.
Yeah, it's a turd.
It's all you can say.
Yeah.
You've got problems. You're going to have to fix it. You fired the coach. Let's just start over. There's always next year. Anyway, the NFL decided to fine him $300,000 for throwing the drink out. He did hit a spectator.
Yeah, and acting like a little immature brat.
Yeah. So, anyway, he got fined the $300,000. He has publicly apologized for throwing the drink out of frustration after the blowout that they received.
What a hothead.
Yeah, you imagine him mad over something. I mean, I know it's not been a good year for you. I know attendance has been terrible. I know you're probably suffering a little bit right now, but we don't feel that sorry
Let's
for you.
Let's reevaluate the team.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So anyway, Mr. Tepper, it's $300,000 for throwing the drink. That's pretty expensive.
He needs a big bottle of pacifier and a big old diaper.
Oh, nothing's right for old poopy diapers. He's so much old poopy diaper. Anyway, he's paid the fine and he's apologized.
I guess that's all better then, huh?
And again, there's always next year.
He already paid the fine. God, that's saying something.
That's nothing for him.
I'm sure.
That's like $3 for you.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Say good morning to the I Get Up at 6:30 crowd.
Yeah.
Time to start a new day. And if you're already on the road, making that long commute, maybe coming in from Virginia where it's in the mid-20s this morning, good morning to you. Hey, I think we can all agree that in the world of women in country music, one of the undisputed queens is Dolly Parton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might be the queen.
She is our new national treasure.
She is a national treasure. I love everything about Dolly Parton, and I think that most people would agree with that. Well, just when you think there can't be any more reasons to dig Dolly, here comes another one.
All right.
And I'm getting ready to tell you about it. There's this cancer patient. His name is L.G. Gold. And he's not doing well. But his bucket list item was to actually be able to speak to Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. Huge fan of Dolly, loves her music, and he just wanted to speak to her. So somebody got word to Dolly that he wanted to speak to her. Dolly called him up and spent time with him on the phone. And I've got a little piece of it that I want to play for you. I can't play the whole thing. It's a long thing. But this is a piece of the conversation that LG and Dolly had. LG in the hospital.
LG, I really thank you for shooting out the word that you'd like to talk to me. I'm just happy that we got to kind of have our journey together in this lifetime. I always want to make people happy with my music and with the things I do and the things I say. And I'm just happy to know that I've touched your life in some way. So thank you for honoring me with that.
You've been a huge help, especially these past 2 years.
I will always love you. Oh. I will always love LG.
See, there you go.
Dang you, Dolly.
I told you, just when you think you couldn't like her anymore.
That probably meant the world to that guy.
Can you imagine? Talking to Dolly Parton after you just idolized her your whole life and just thought that she was the most fantastic thing, and he listens to her music because it makes him feel better.
And then she sings to you and puts your name in her song?
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Just have a... I almost did myself.
So sweet.
Love me some Dolly Parton.
We've got to protect her at all costs. We need her around as long as possible.
Surround her with bodyguards and love.
Yes.
Here's Morgan Wallen and Eric Church.
Gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening this morning.
Dale, I gotta update my buddy Larry. He needs a Frank update this morning.
Oh, okay.
Larry, pal. I hope you're in the car right now with Dale. Not this Dale I'm sitting across from, but your Dale.
Yeah, well, you see, he is kind of in the car with Dale and Annie. Right
yeah,
now.
That's
we're,
true.
We're all in the car together.
But I got a message over our little break that that Mr. Larry loves to hear about what the Frank-O-Matic is up to. And
well, Uncle Lair, you're about to get an update.
Uncle Lair, that's right. So anyways, if you didn't know, Frank turned 5 over the weekend. He had a Ninja Turtles birthday party at the Party Shack, which is like a indoor putt-putt place or whatever.
Fun.
And then we had a 5-year-old checkup yesterday. And I woke him up yesterday morning and told him, I said, we're going to go to the doctor, but nothing scary. It's just a weigh, measure, how you doing? You're 5 years old. No shots. He freaked out. I mean, and I was like, okay. Like, I tried to approach it so softly. I said, okay, don't worry about it. I'll cancel it. No, good. Well, I ain't going to cancel it.
Right, exactly. I'm not going
to. So I get home yesterday, and I said, Frank, we got to run an errand. Where are we going?
Oh, he knows. He knows what you're trying to do to him.
I said, do you remember what I told you this morning? He goes, yeah, doctor. And I said, yes, buddy, but it's not this, and then he... I was like, oh, my God. Come on. So we get there. I said, we're not going then, but we do have to run an errand. We pull up. He goes, you said we weren't going here. I mean, he is smart as a dang whip. It drives me nuts.
Can't pull anything.
We ain't been to that doctor since June, and we barely go to this doctor at all.
He could probably drive the car there himself.
Probably. He's got my sense of direction for sure. He remembers places.
Right.
So we pull up. Almighty fit. Tears streaming, freaking out. I closed all the doors, and I stood behind the car, and I just let him have it for a second or two. I respect it. Okay? Yeah, he doesn't want to be there. I respect it.
Let it out.
Now I opened the door. I said, you done acting like a fool.
Just we're going in here and then we're getting out.
We're going in here anyways. And I promise you, it'll be quick and easy. No shots.
What if they figured they needed to give him a shot when you got in
he
there?
He sucked it up. We went inside. He looked at me. He goes, Mom, I never want to come back here again. I said, so you want to change doctors? No, I don't ever want to come back here again.
Meaning I don't ever want to go to the doctor again.
Right. Right, sure. So we finally get to the bag. It's a new doctor. Our doctor left, sadly. We love him.
Is it a fun doctor?
Well, you know, the one we had, we really liked. He was fun, nice. The new one, he's nice too. I think we're going to stay with him. We enjoyed him. Anyways, they did something they'd never done before. Now, he was great. He was showing off for the girl who was taking, like, his temperature and measuring him and weighing him. And she just said, oh, you're so cute. I love me a chunky one. I got me a chunky one at home, too. She benches cheap. Anyways, he started showing off for her, and he was in a good mood. And I was like, cool, it's going to be good. We go into our room, and they do something they'd never done before, which is put a gown out. She said, hey, Mom, underwear and socks only. Gown needs to stay. Go on. And I was like, what? He's five. Why does he have to put a gown on? And so I was like, Frank. I was like, dude, everybody can hear you outside this door if you don't shut up. So about 5 minutes of trying to get him to get the gown on with no avail, the doctor walks in. I said, hi. I said, you're not getting the gown for my kid today. It's just not happening. He goes, oh, I ain't worried about it. It's fine.
So he had to probably listen to his heart and his lungs.
Yeah, I mean, quick and easy. But I'm sitting here like the whole time. Y'all just made me fight a five-year-old for nothing. Yeah. He didn't have to wear the dang gown.
Yeah.
For what? So, Larry, there you go. There's my headache for the day. Y'all take him. Y'all love him so much, y'all take him.
There's your update, Larry. Coming up, today's top five on the way. Brett Young first. This is Lady on the Wolf.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. It's the lady.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's two, top
one,
three.
Go.
And after yelling like, Frank, I'm going to try to make it through this.
She's hoarse now. I got a coffee cough.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, we've been talking about there might be a Buc-ee's coming to Mebane.
If they'll stop fighting it.
And I think, I personally like Buc-ee's. I would like to be able to drive a short distance if I wanted, you know, was craving.
Some Buc-ee nuts?
Yes, gosh, I love those bussy nuts so much. You know, it's one of those places that's kind of cool, and it's great for business. I think it's great for the, you know, business economy. So many people will pull off and go to a Buc-ee's.
If you've never been to one, it's like a Walmart gas station. It's like a gas station the size of Walmart.
It's fun. It's a fun stop. If you have to stop and get gas and get something to eat, it's a fun place to do it, okay?
It's so big, they have a wall of jerky.
Yes. And so they're trying to build one in Mebane, which I think is a great place for it. And there's so many people who don't want it to happen. Now, they did that, the Mebane Planning Board voted 6-3 against the project, but that was only a recommendation. It's not the final decision. The city council will call it, and their meeting is set for next Monday at 6 p.m. But there is an indigenous-led climate justice organization named Seven Directions of Service who has a petition to deliver to City Hall. Almost 1,100 people have signed it. And basically, they just worry about all the things that will come with, you know, the issues that arise when you build something big and new like that, because it affects the people who live in the area. Their homes may be affected. The quality of life may be affected. Traffic. So they're just trying to raise some awareness. But I think, you know, people who are supporting Buc-ee's like me, you're going to see economic growth, new jobs, a boost in tourism. I mean, it's a cool place to stop. So.
Let me just tell you, when they build those things, they know how to handle the traffic. They build them in such a way that they can move traffic in and out of that massive parking lot. Thought out.
I've never seen a Buc-ee's that wasn't somewhere enough off the highway with enough space to get people on and off. I've never been in a huge line trying to get into Buc-ee's.
No.
And the checkout's inside even faster. Okay, you're in and out of there as quick as you want to be.
I still think it'll happen.
But I get what they're saying about area being affected. But at the same time, I'm pro Buc-ee's. So there's your update on Buc-ee's. Now, here's another update coming for this weekend. Dale kind of shook his head, but me, I'm like, ooh, it could be a taste of winter weather. There's supposed to be a weekend winter storm, a wintry mix, heavy rain. It'll cause her some slick travel this weekend.
Yeah, but it's just that would just be just ice and a mess, and I don't want that. If it's going to we're going to have a winter storm, I just want some snow, not ice and sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah, here says, you know, there's a slight chance of rain late tonight. Light snow and icy slick spots possible in the mountains early on Thursday. And the next big storm may bring wintry weather in the triad from Boone to Burlington on Saturday.
It'd be nothing.
And that's as weather talk as I'm getting.
Okay.
And last but not least, Dale, don't even roll your eyes. Don't even blink hard over there, okay? We're about to talk about Starbucks.
Oh, for God's sake.
And
shut up.
Kick it off a new year with a return of some menu items, the winter menu, and a brand new coffee drink. So,
there are no new coffee.
Here's what's on the winter menu. Iced hazelnut oat milk shaken espresso, a pistachio latte, pistachio cream cold brew, and potato cheddar and chive bake.
What? What did you just say?
Potato cheddar and chive
bake.
Get
out.
Hey, I'll give it to Starbucks. Those little hot foods they have aren't bad, and they come in handy if you're hungry and you want a bougie coffee. Also, the vanilla bean custard Danish. We love to see it.
I got to be honest with you. Vanilla bean custard Danish sounds pretty dadgum good.
It looks good. Go get you one, Dale. I'll bring you one morning. How about that, pal?
I tell you what somebody did bring me one time was a piece of that lemon loaf.
Yeah.
Boy, that was good.
I'm telling you, it's not bad. Not be fresh baked in-house. It's not bad.
I ain't buying all that.
Starbucks is on the Panera level.
Pricing and all.
Yeah.
Panera goes up anymore. I'm up to get a second job.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Eddie Camp. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about it. We're going to sort of talk about New Year's resolutions, but the reason we're going to do it is because this prompted an interesting and kind of long conversation with me and a couple of cousins over the holiday break about things we'd tell our younger self if we could. You know, what would you tell your younger self? What kind of piece of advice might you give your younger self? And those really could turn into resolutions. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like that. I'm going to think like that. I'm going to act like that. You know, whatever. Annie, I want you to think between now and like 7:25 about a couple pieces of advice that you might give your younger self. If you could do that, what would you tell young Annie that might be of help to her that you might have wished you had known?
Oh, I got a few things that immediately pop in my mind.
Good. Well, I want you to think about it and give me those. And I'll give you some of the ones that we came up with. And, you know, we'll see what you have to say, too. So think about that. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. We're going to get to this first. Morgan Wallen, you know the words. Sing along to You Proof.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. Thinking about me.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you, and thanks for listening. Happy New Year from all of us here at the Wolf. And a conversation started over the holiday with me and a couple of cousins about, you know, man, I wish I'd have known this then. Yeah, how many times have you said that? Boy, if I'd have known then what I know now. I've done it 1,000 times, and at the beginning of the year, I thought it was a good time to visit some of those things where, as you get older and wiser, what piece of advice would you give to your younger self? 799-WOLF is the number. You can post it up on social. Annie, I ask you to think about this. And just, I don't need a laundry list, but just a few things.
The first thing, I don't know how young we're talking, Dale, but...
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Then the first thing would be, hey, little Annie, when you get the $20 check from Grandma's, look at your mom and say, hi, will you put this into Apple stock, please?
Put it in Apple stock.
Okay, that would be number one. Number two would be, hey, Annie, when you get a little bit of money after your grandmother dies, don't blow through it in 2 months. Save it. Invest it. Do something more intelligent with it.
Than burning through it.
Than like, burning through it like any 18-year-old would when you get a chunk of change.
Yeah, because it seems like all the money in the world.
It does.
I'm set now. I'm good.
And you're not because it don't last long.
No.
2 months it was gone.
It doesn't.
And then thirdly, it would be, I know that, you know, you're supposed to go through all these relationships to learn lessons and stuff, but a red flag is a red flag, girl. And when you see it, run.
Yeah. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts.
You aren't going to change no man. You are not going to change no man.
You can't fix a man.
Ain't no fixing.
Yeah.
Ain't no fixing.
And you can't fix another person anyway. People do that all the time. They make the mistake of thinking they can, and you can't. There's nothing you can do about that. One of the things for me was, and my two cousins agreed, these are both guys, is I had to learn to be confident. You know what I mean? I had to learn confidence. When I was young, I wasn't that confident.
I thought you just exuded it since birth, Dale.
Well, after martial arts, I think that taught me more about confidence.
Yeah, you whoop up on somebody. Talk about that's instant confidence.
You know, I don't know if it was that, the confidence to be able to take care of myself, or whether it was part of the training that rubbed off that I didn't even know was happening.
I have seen young men come out of their shell entirely doing something like martial arts.
Yeah.
It's the discipline. It makes a man out of you. It really does.
Yeah, my whole young life was spent doing that. I didn't excel at any other sport, really. I played basketball in middle school.
You're a fine piece of physique for a man.
Well, back then, I never found anything I excelled at except martial arts. And for whatever reason, I had some aptitude for that.
Yeah.
So I think that was it too. But I had to learn to be confident. There's no question about it. Some of the other things we came up with was try not to care what other people think. We talked about that a little yesterday. Ain't nobody's business. Don't worry about what they think about you.
See, I'm 31 and like within reason, I still care about what other people, how people perceive me.
You do.
Not like I'm going to try to put on a front so I look better than I am, but I do have such a self-awareness about me that I do, even at 31, still care how people perceive me.
I think there's a difference in making a good first impression and worrying about what other people think.
Yeah, it could
be true.
You
know what I'm saying? You do want to make it. I have drilled this into my kids. You only get that one chance to make a first impression on anyone, whether it's a friend, a potential employer, a business partner, a potential business partner. You only have one chance.
I guess you either know that I'm nice, kind, sweet, and caring, or I'm a wild trash girl, and that's the only way you're going to find me.
Right. But, you know, I understand that. And I also understand that you're capable of projecting either one of those.
And am.
So there are times when you want to project the more redneck side.
The feral.
Yeah. And then there are other times when you want to project the sweet side.
Classy.
Yeah, you're
I'm either classy or feral.
Classy. I think that's the word that describes you best. Classy. You know, just take advantage of opportunities, you know, when you see them. Look after your physical health. Let me tell you something. I've found out at my age that 90% of your health problems are connected to your weight.
Do you know how many times I've looked back and said, if I had just done it for 6 months.
Yeah, just stuck to it that long.
And I told myself again, look, it's a new year, 365 days of new chances, Annie. Yeah. Will it be your year?
It's a 365-page book. Right?
And then I think about Biscuitville biscuits in the morning, and it's shot.
You know, also we were talking about how you hit on it right away about the money. It's like, learn to save your dadgum money.
I can't tell you how much money I wasted on stuff I don't even know what happened to it.
Let me tell you something. I have no dog in this hunt. This is not an endorsement, but I've tried to get you.
No, if you say Acorns
I am. I'm going to say, you know what I'm getting back on that? 8.75%.
You know what, Dale? I am going to download it right now, and I'm going to do it while we're sitting here so you can drive me nuts until you see that I have done it.
8.75%. Where else are you getting 8.75%?
Nowhere. I don't know what that means.
I'm telling you, you'll get that nowhere else, and it's so easy. And if you start that when you're young, by the time you retire, you'll forget it. You'll forgotten about it. You'll go, what? I got what?
Is it the Acorns Casino?
No, it is not the Acorns Casino.
I got it. It's the Invest Bear Tank.
Watch your sign up for the casino app.
Look, Dale, say, I did it.
Look, I've got it, but I'm losing $1,000 a month on this thing. What have you done to me?
Oh, man.
So, you know, what about you? If you could give a piece of advice to your younger self, what would it be? What would be the most important thing? We touched on a few of them. Maybe you got some other ideas. 799-WOLF or any of the socials. DM.
Girl, you know I've been known you forever.
Wake Up With The Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien and Annie Camp just cruising with you on the way to work this morning. I have a couple of DMs I want to share with you from some folks about some advice they would give their younger selves if they could. Here's a great one. Go on all the vacations you can go on. You know, you never... I found this to be true in my life. There are so many places. I love to travel. If I could do anything, I would just travel the world just to see all these amazing places. And that I've seen on TV and in the movies all my life. And I have been able to travel a lot in my lifetime and see some amazing things. But it's never enough. Go on every vacation. That's great advice.
I was going to say, Delilah messaged something of the same sort. She said, I tell my younger self to travel everywhere you want to go. Make it happen. Work, save money, travel, repeat. Do this all before you have all the responsibilities of children and your home and your career. Enjoy life experiences and other cultural experiences around the world.
Jack B. says, I would spend more time with my parents while I could.
Love that. Someone did message and say, I would tell my younger self, save my money, open 401k in my 20s. But I'm not sure I would want to change anything else because I wouldn't be the strong woman that I am today. And I say that in the same kind of vein where I mentioned red flags. I know that you kind of got to go through these experiences to be the person that you are.
It toughens you.
It does. And I will say without those few future old relationships, I don't think I would have learned the lessons I needed to learn to be with the person I am now and be the person I am now. Some other messages came in, and Shayna said that my advice to my younger self would be don't take yours or someone else's life for granted. She lost her daughter at 15 months old. And don't let someone else speak for you.
Here's a DM from Jackson. When it comes to dating, don't be afraid of rejection. Just go for it.
Yeah, that's
when you're
true.
Younger. It's like when you're a guy. Don't be afraid to ask somebody out. So if they say no, what's the worst thing that can happen?
I think I had so many missed opportunities where I was interested in a dude. And I was like, well, I'm the female. I don't think I have a chance, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I had just had the confidence to say, hey, like you're good looking. Would you like to go out, you know?
Yeah.
I think this is a, I don't know if you have more, but I think this is a really great way to kind of end this, Dale. By Tiffany says, always ask yourself, will what just happened, no matter what it is, matter in your life 5 years from now? If not, let it go and move on.
Let it go. Just,
it's kind of sound advice. Think about it. It's like, what, you know, how's this going to affect me? Is it going to affect me any more than in this moment? No. Okay, get over it and get through it. Because there ain't one thing I can't stand is someone who holds a grudge.
Yeah, it's like that's.
You're mad that Papa told you you had too many holes in your pants at Thanksgiving one year.
Or you're mad because somebody said something behind your back or something. Let it go. Forget about it. Nobody cares.
You found a new man, found some new friends.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today, starting out with Nathan Hines of Brown Summit having a birthday. Also, Amber Oakley of Sandy Ridge is 20 years old today. Happy birthday to Woody Isaac of Mebane, Nancy Swaim of Kernersville, Michael McClure of Reidsville, Holden Kurth of Kernersville, Andrew Johnson of High Point, Alex Sellers of Winston-Salem, Caroline Tucker of Stokesdale, Gina Dam of Welcome, Anna Ratanowski of Winston-Salem, Doug Michaels of Burlington, and Carrie Tate of Clemens. Having a birthday today. Short, sweet. Oh, missing one. Bobby Hyde of Reedsville also having a birthday today. Love to get you on this list. Get them in ahead of time by going to our DMs on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf or text/call us 336-799-WOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's Bailey Zimmerman. I just thought I would jump in here real quick. Bailey Zimmerman had the number one song of the year this past year. And this is according to radio airplay around the country.
So what do they know?
Bailey Zimmerman, Rockin' a Hard Place, was number one. Finishing out the top five. Tyler Hubbard's Dancing in the Country, number two for 2023. Morgan Wallen, Thought You Should Know, number three. Morgan Wallen, number four with Last Night. And number five, Kane Brown and the Misses with Thank God.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
Sounds just like him. So there you go. There's the top five for the year. Of course, Morgan Wallen had the top streamed songs of the entire year across all formats, across all music genres. So what a year for Morgan Wallen. It looks like this year it's going to be a big touring year for him. Coming to Charlotte. Will we have more tickets?
I'm sure we will.
Wheels rolling on an old night.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's
two,
top
one,
3.
Go.
Well, there's supposed to be a Bucky's coming to Mebane, and last month there was some people who the planning board voted 6-3 against the project, but it was only a recommendation, not the final decision. It'll be the city council's call, and it'll happen Monday, January 8th at 6 p.m. There is a petition going around from Seven Directions of Service, which is an indigenous-led climate justice organization out of Alamance County. And they're just worried about some of the things that could happen by putting in the Buc-ee's, the quality of life, the people who live in the area, their homes who could be affected, traffic, etc. And they want to raise some awareness. But we are still yet to see if the Buc-ee's will come to that 32-acre property on Trollingwood Hawfields Road out there by Interstate 4085.
How close are any houses that? This looks like a bunch of woods to me over
and
there.
And normally when they plot it out, it isn't. I've never seen a Buc-ee's near a lot of residential area. They have, like I said, 32 acres plotted.
Well, they've already bought it. They paid like $12 or $13 million for it.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I think it's going to happen for the people. I hate to say it for people who don't want it. I want it. So. But that's your latest update there on the new Buc-ee's.
Bring on the Buc-ee nuts!
We could have some winter weather coming our way. I am no meteorologist, not even someone who pretends to be. But they do say here on WXII that we could have a slight chance of rain late tonight in the Triad with light snow and icy slick spots possible in the mountains early tomorrow. And the next big storm may bring wintry weather in the Triad from Boone to Burlington on Saturday.
Boone to Burlington. That's a lot of territory there.
Yeah, and it says, you know, it could be wintry mix, heavy rain causing slick travels. That's all I got as a weather person. And last but not least, Dale, don't even say it. Starbucks.
Shut up.
Is bringing back two fan favorite drinks, and they're introducing a new one. The winter menu is out. They have the iced hazelnut oat milk shake and espresso, pistachio latte, pistachio cream cold brew, and they have some foods, the potato.
You say potato, I say potato.
That's right, potato, cheddar and chive bakes, the vanilla bean custard Danish, chicken maple butter and egg sandwich, and of course they'll have the bring your own cup day soon. So, yeah. Just some things to know. And if you want to know about the Bring Your Own Cup, you can use your app to fill up your cup from there.
Does that have to be a Starbucks-branded cup
for them to fill it? I don't know. I think so, maybe.
Of course it does.
There's so many Starbucks freaks out there. They've got every cup they've ever made. So, but yeah, I'll be go get me a pistachio cold brew cream thing. It sounds delish.
Cold brew creamy thingamajig, whatever. Yeah.
Just want a coffee. That's all I want. Just want a coffee.
I'll make mine for a nickel at home. Thanks.
You've been doing that 9 to 5 straight.
I don't know if tonight would be a good barefoot blue jean night or not. Oh, chilly. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with a Wolf show. Let me tell you something. Pamela Bradshaw of Clinton. You know where Clinton is. It's down the road. If you're going down 421 toward Wilmington, you know where Clinton's at. About an hour north of Wilmington. She won $1 million just after midnight. She won the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year award drawing during the Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I gotta say, I was sitting there watching it, and I had no idea what was happening, but I saw these five people up there. They're each holding a number, 1 through 5. And, of course, they start talking about the Powerball. I don't know how they made it up there. I don't know if I missed that or if you have this information, Dale.
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Okay, cool, because it was a very cool moment to watch happen for somebody.
Well, here's how they got there and all that kind of stuff. By the way, she obviously was so shocked, she could not believe it. By the way, it's also the second year in a row that somebody from North Carolina won the $1 million New Year's Eve in the Powerball promotion. Now, Pamela Bradshaw's good luck started with a second chance drawing held by the lottery. She won a VIP trip to New York City and became one of 5 Powerball players nationally for a chance to win $1 million in the drawing. Bradshaw says the VIP trip was her first time flying on an airplane.
Wow.
Had never flown before and never been to New York City. She says, I cried on the plane ride there. I cried at the Statue of Liberty. I cried on the way home. She said, it's incredible. So, Pamela, congratulations. She's going to use the money to buy a house. She says, I'd love to have my own home that's mine and that I can feel safe in.
She about took out Ryan Seacrest when she won. I thought she was going to, like, she jumped on him. She kissed him.
Yeah.
She was so stoked.
So she's got an idea that she doesn't want anything fancy or big. She says, just a little cottage or something with 1 or 2 bedrooms is all I really want. Just as long as it's mine. So, Pamela Bradshaw of Clinton, North Carolina, congratulations. You're the first millionaire of 2024. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
I hope she builds her cottage and lives happily ever after. Sounds like the kind of person who'll hang on to that $1 million, you know? Lainey Wilson music now on The Wolf.
It was right after senior year.
I don't even have the money. Why did I even do this?
But how many, you know, here's what happens to me. I will be going through and I'll go down a black hole and I will see that, man, this is a great idea. What a great item. Like, I saw a vegetable dicer.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is that? I mean, how many vegetable slicers and dicers have been invented in the last 30, 40 years?
I want that slice shop thing.
I saw that's basically what it is. Because for dicing onions and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, well, that's a must have. I got to have that. So it's in there. Not have it yet, but I probably will, because I'm stupid like that.
We all are.
And I'll use it once a month.
Thank you, Amazon.
Yeah. Making me feel stupid. Yeah, making me feel, feel stupider. I'm stupider and poorer.
We get dumber, they get richer.
Yep, that's how it works. And they're hitting you again with that $2.99 extra to keep the commercials out of your movies now.
I don't even watch it to begin with. I just want Prime. That's it.
Starts January 29th. Got a little while to watch those commercial-free movies on Amazon Prime. Good luck.
The radio in a sundress.
I'm Lainey Wilson with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville.
Here we go. Your first chance today. The keyword is friend. F-R-I-E-N-D. Friend. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that word. It'll be self-explanatory when you get there, and you're in the running to win a totally private show for 3 of your friends and yourself to see Lainey Wilson. How'd we do that?
I don't know. We're good.
We must be better than I thought we were. Lainey Wilson, go do it right now. It's F-R-I-E-N-D, friend. That's the key word today. The Wake Up with the Wolf show is on the way out, and Katie is on the way in. Hope you have yourself a fantastic Wednesday. As Annie pointed out, there could be a wintry mix coming this weekend. A part of that could be headed in as early as tonight.
I'm excited. I hope so. Let's get 17 feet of snow, please.
Oh, Lord, you're killing me here. Hey, more chances for you to win that totally private concert with Lainey Wilson all day long today. Next chance at 11:30 with Katie. But if you're going to be out and about, there are three other chances after that at 1:30, 3:30, and on the way home at 5:30 with Aaron. Another shot for you to win. Have yourself a great Wednesday. It's beautiful. Hope you're able to enjoy it. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Leave you with Truck Bed from Hardy. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.